Nano Tyrannus is more like a cheetah on steroids.
These animals were really, really fast. They could outrun a Tyrannosaurus Rex, no problem. And that also helped them when they're running down prey, of course. And so they could surround something and run it to death, basically.
Nano Tyrannus was large enough to take on this juvenile T-Rex and certainly able to outrun its parents. Bones had been broken, but no bite marks were found on them. This can help determine that it was Nano Tyrannus that killed the juvenile Rex.
As a smaller animal, Nano Tyrannus would not have the same kind of bite force that a big Tyrannosaur would have. Its jaws were relatively longer and more elongated, and it had more teeth, and that suggests that it really never did develop the same kind of power that a Tyrannosaurus did pound for pound.
Nano Tyrannus would be a little more careful where it bit because it wouldn't have this great bone-crushing quality that a full-size Rex would have.
This could explain why no bite marks were found on the bones. Nano Tyrannus did not have the jaw muscles or tooth design for penetrating bone. Another hard look at the evidence would bring the scientists closer to the answer.
When I saw the Nano Tyrannus teeth that were found next to the juvenile skeleton, I had a pretty good idea of what had happened. But since no bite marks were found on the bones, it was hard to say with any real certainty that the Nano Tyrannus had actually killed the baby. But then I took a second look at the teeth, and I realized that these were shed teeth. That means these were teeth that were broken off during the act of feeding. This means that Nano Tyrannus had broken his teeth while attacking this baby Tyrannosaurus Rex.